And we are back. You, of course, are listening to the one, the only Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you're listening live on a Tuesday evening or on any other time when you're listening to us, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Before we went to break, we were listening to the wise advice of the one and only Tommy Lama.
That is right.
Said some
enlightenment.
I know that Donald Sterling should pick up a heroin addict and start smoking immediately. Joe should seek some side ass, and my problems will be solved if I burn a witch.
Yes.
Just a very enlightening experience, wouldn't you say? Joe.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't mean to wake you. I apologize as you were nodding.
You know what? I'm looking at the chat, and I think we're all talking together.
You guys just having your own little time?
I'll wait for them to come back. Sorry.
Stupid idiot. You know what? The Pip Helix is very valuable to the show. She is the lube. Pip Helix is the lube that makes this machine run.
Well, you got to remember. I mean, she's very interactive with the chat. I'm trying to be as interactive as it can be tonight, so I'm looking at what people are posting, and I'm thinking we're all talking together. I'm forgetting it's just you and I literally talking to each other.
That's okay. That's okay. On the break, we were listening to the music of Darryl Rhodes, comedian and musician. Always happy
very
to do
good.
That.
Very good stuff.
Yes. But let's do a little scam buster stuff, shall we?
Yes.
If you guys want to call in during this segment, you can. Phones are now open again. We closed them while Tommy Lama was with us. But if you want to call in, numbers 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. We always like to do the last portion of the show. We go to Scam Busters. And, of course, Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. And, of course, last week we gave away another Surf Easy Total VPN
yes.
package. So. Trucker Tom won again in a sweep.
Yes.
Of God or lover. Man spends a lot of time in his truck.
That's right.
All right. So I guess first I should bring attention to, before we get to Ann Jackson. Well, first I should play the music. That's what the first thing I should do. And I should turn up the volume, but it doesn't matter because it's a long lead. And so nobody's going to know because I'm talking over it. And there it is. That was actually done properly for
yes.
a change. Nor should you be, Joe, because I'm here to protect you. You don't have to be afraid of any scams, Joe. So this is new. This is something I'm actually going through now, and it happened to somebody else. And I think I got caught with their disease. Scamming Scammers is an anti-scam site on Facebook, friend of the show. They have over 5,000 people that have liked their page, help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's Australian-based, really good, but mm-hmm. it's international. A lot of good admins over there. Unfortunately, they get targeted by some of these trolls that we were talking
right.
about. I don't know why. I don't know why they target that site, but they do. They target a lot of the anti-scamming sites. And you know, if you're an anti-scamming site or an anti-scammer and you're targeted, you're doing something well. Because, you know, you're hurting their business.
Right.
I get that. So this particular site, it's one of the bigger sites that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's bigger, but certainly a big site, got targeted. I don't know by what. I don't know by who. But all of a sudden, there was a cloned page of their page in Arabic.
What?
Yeah, yes, Joe. The crossing of the eyes and the shaking of the head is the proper way to respond to that. There was an Arabic scamming scammers page. They didn't authorize it. And then, like, you have to sign in to get it. So the owner of Scamming Scammers is being questioned because people don't know. They don't know the owner the way I do, perhaps, mm-hmm. or they're insecure, whatever. So I go on there, and I stick up for the I stick up for the owner and the website. Say, mm-hmm. you know what, this is a good site. If you don't know who the person running this site is and her interactions with you, then perhaps you should leave. Soon after I did that, I too had a cloned Arabic page. There's now a Davin Rosenblatt in Arabic. You could imagine my displeasure at having my name in Arabic. No. I don't think that's going to get new fans.
Really? Mm-hmm. And every time, let's say, every time it's posted, it gets posted on the other page.
Well, here's the thing. On the Scamming Scammers page, mm-hmm. everything that gets posted, so if they somebody posts something on Scamming Scammers, it goes to the Arabic page.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. So like there's an RSS feed or something.
Right.
My page is just like the front page, and it has like me, the picture of the cat, which is my avatar.
Mm-hmm.
My banner is me with a bunch of the pilots and soldiers I mm-hmm. met over in Iraq, which I'm guessing is why I was targeted, because it's me with a bunch of soldiers, and we know their affinity for U.S. soldiers. That's why I'm guessing. But there's nothing more on there, although they have my websites, davincomedy.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, as ways to contact me. So there I am for all the Arab world for them to let me know how they feel about me.
You're going to get a nice write-up in Al Jazeera.
Be my first one. Look forward to that. I'm not coming in studio, though, to do an interview.
No, because...
We'll do a phoner. Thank you for asking.
You'll be heading video.
Men have died, exactly, which is why I'm going to stay home. So, there's no permission given to this. So, I go to one of these websites so you can find out who owns the website, because I want to know, is this hacked? Did somebody do, like, on their own page? Like, on their own website, are they just hacking this? And, like, because you have to sign out to sign in. It's, like, weird, because, like, it says you're now leaving Facebook. So, here's my URL. It's HTTP, all the normal stuff. Then it's ar-ar.fb.me/Davin Rosenblatt, the rest. So, but that's not normal Facebook.
Yeah.
ar-ar.fb.me. So I look at this. I go, well, who owns this? Who owns this site? Because then if I can find out who owns the site, I can go and tell them, hey, I need this taken down or whatever. At least lodge a complaint. Lodge a complaint to the internet, because that's always so successful. It turns out, according to my research, Facebook owns the site.
Facebook owns the site?
Facebook owns ar-ar.fb.me.
Where do they get the right to do that?
Well, it's their platform. So now here's the other thing. Other pages like Stolen Valor, which tries to defend soldiers that have had their identity stolen, they have a Facebook page. They have an Arabic site. They didn't authorize it. So you're going, well, maybe everybody has a cloned Arabic site on Facebook. I don't know, right? No, not everybody does. Some of us do. Not everybody does. You can imagine when you're dealing with sites like OPSEC, the OPSEC Facebook site,
mm-hmm.
which is what the Pentagon runs to keep soldiers safe and the public safe, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of good information. You can imagine it's not far out of the realm of possibility if OPSEC has an Arabic site.
Mm-hmm.
Now all the information they put out is going to that language, which I don't think they'd really want, and it's possible that you can edit this site. So imagine them manipulating what OBSEC puts out, what a site like OBSEC, or our generals put out, because some of our generals have official Facebook pages. You could imagine what could be edited, and the original owner has no control over this. I don't have any control over my Arabic site, and I'm certainly not going to sign into it, because God knows what information I'd be giving up.
Mm.
So it turns out Facebook owns this site. So what am I going to do? Well, the Facebook, I don't know if anybody's ever tried to get technical support from Facebook, but you really can't.
Mm-hmm.
You call the phone, they don't do any phone support. They really have no interest in having, like, instant chats, which a lot of they really don't want to be friendly. And, like, they tell you how to report something. Well, you go here, and there's a pull-down menu, and you report. On my Arabic site, there's no pull-down. Like if I click on my banner, there's no pull down for me to report this as abusive or spam or all the other things. So I can't do that. There's no way to get to a person. So I report a bug. Because I guess how they have programmers, I reported a bug. Let them go, hey man, I got this, I think you got a bug. My site's in Arabic and I didn't ask for it. Little help. Well, they deemed that invalid.
They deemed that invalid?
It's not a valid bug.
You know, it's not a valid bug because they're doing something underhanded. So if you're purposely doing something, it's not a bug.
People don't know it.
Yeah.
So I contacted legal at at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Got no response. No response. So I notified the Pentagon because you can imagine the issues that this would have. I asked that they lean on Facebook. They said, well, we really don't lean on anybody.
You're the Army! Now I'm General. Now I'm Bulldog McIvey.
But you're right. Kind of leaning on people is what you do. Bin Laden didn't want to be caught. You kind of leaned on him by breaking into his house and shooting him.
Yeah.
Terrorists don't really want anti-terror campaigns. You kind of lean on them and go, knock it off, or we're going to drone you.
It wasn't like the helicopters were flying by. Is that him?
Leaning is what our military does. If it's not leaning, it's certainly a push. A shove.
Tom says we should have a new game called Who's Behind the Burker?
Not bad, Tom. I like that.
Or Boozy or Infidel.
Boozy or Infidel. Yes. And if you lose your fingers.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Certainly raise the stakes.
Really?
We'll certainly make a name for ourselves.
God, we didn't have the Fat Horse Challenge. They ripped my intestines out.
You would have lost weight.
Yeah.
You would have made weight. What are you complaining about?
His skeleton. Be dead.
Joe's looking good. He can't keep his trousers on because he's all skin and bones.
Yeah,
because
he's a skeleton. He's been dead for 3 months.
Best radio he's done.
Yeah.
So, the Pentagon is going to have their people look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some more snooping around yesterday, and there's actually how-tos on the internet on how to clone pages, how to convert them to Arabic. So I sent this to them. I sent it to the Pentagon.
Okay.
Yeah. I go, and I'm asking any of you guys out there, because I know some of you people are much more computer savvy than I am, to take a look at this stuff. If you private message me, I'll send you the links and everything.
Is it possible, though, when you looked at this thing on how to clone pages, was there any indication that when you do clone a page, there is a way to make it look like it was authorized or owned by Facebook?
That's what I want somebody to check out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, you go to these IP lookups and they're third parties and everything. It is possible, I suppose.
Right.
But it said like Menlo Park, California, or whatever the hell it is, wherever Google has their offices and whatnot. So, Pentagon writes back to me. My contact writes back to me. Goes, but why? I go, but why? It's the same answer to all these questions. Money. This is all about money. Maybe Facebook feels that, because Facebook's all about revenue. That's what. If you think Facebook's there just to make you happy so you can play games and poke somebody, you're completely wrong. Facebook is there to make money.
But for a place that is cracking down on what you post, what you say,
They're cracking down on some of us. And I'll get into that in a second. Mm-hmm. I'll get to it right now. I noticed a lot of my anti-scammer brethren.
Mm-hmm.
I've had profiles deleted. I don't know what they're doing. I'm assuming that I know some of them report scammers, which is always dangerous. But whatever. I don't tell people how to fight the fight. They fight however they want to do. That's fine. They've disappeared. While we've talked about on this show, and I've discussed with the media, my contact in the New York Post, and just recently a friend of mine, former military, just this weekend, Friday, sent 20 media outlets, 30 pages of Facebook on stuff that we've reported on this show where there's these open Facebook pages, these groups with all the stolen credit card information, with the people's names, their phone numbers, their passwords, their credit card information, just open groups out there for all the world to see. And these pages get reported, and Facebook doesn't take them down because it doesn't violate their standards and procedures or whatever the hell they call it. I guess open fraud is not a violation.
That amazes me. With everything that Facebook is being so picky-une about lately, putting up people's credit card information,
I've read that on the show, Joe. But think about that. Facebook's not taking it down. Think about that. I've gone to the media. I personally done it a couple months ago, within the past couple months. We haven't seen that story appear yet.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, who's former military, very knowledgeable, very good anti-scammer, reports it to all these various media outlets. And keep in mind, when I report something, it says comedian.
Mm-hmm.
His resume says, oh, he was in the fucking Army for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Why aren't they reporting it? Every time Mark Zuckerberg sneezes or signs a check, you know, to a charity, it gets reported.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we have all this negative stuff like Facebook working with the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. Why are they working with the Pentagon when they have the ability to see, wow, he says he's a soldier living in Kabul who just signed on. Why does his IP address say Ghana? Oh, well, let it go. They have the same, they can use the same technology that Google Images does. And,
right.
And Tim,
and think about what you just said, you know, Facebook working with the Pentagon. If they're cloning their site in Arabic, and why did you know the Pentagon has such a laissez-faire attitude towards it?
I don't know.
You get on the phone with them and you go, really, you take that down right now.
I don't know if they have cloned those sites, mm-hmm. But remember, the Army does not like to lean.
They're very passive, the Army.
Yeah, the Army, very, very passive.
Never mind the tanks and everything like that. That's just for show.
All that money that we pay, fuzzy bunny slippers.
Yeah, fuzzy bunny. the tank, that's just, it's made out of paper mache.
You know how we get what we want, how America gets what it wants? A warm glass of milk and a nice conversation.
And nothing but a like in Arabic.
Yeah. Hashtag won't drop nukes.
Yes, right.
We don't want to lean. Really? You're the Army.
That's your job, to lean.
You're pro leaners.
Yeah. You know, that's like when we're on stage, people go, I really don't like to poke fun at things. It's your job.
Can't we all just get along? Why make fun?
We just talked about like taxes and stuff like that, but there wasn't any joke. Well, I don't like to poke fun.
That's your job, damn it. That is the perfect.
30, 45 minutes now, that's your job.
That's a perfect analogy, Joe. Yeah. So, they're going to look into this. It appears to be Facebook. So he asked me, why? Why? I'm like, because money. There could be this whole market in the Middle East, in Muslim countries, where you put things in Arabic. They got Arabic sponsors now. Arabic advertisers. Sure, well, listen, we know they don't give a crap about the soldiers. We know Facebook could care less because they don't care. We know they don't care about fraud. And you know what else we know? The media doesn't care. And I'm going to say this. The media is in Facebook's pocket. They don't report these things because Facebook has a lot of stock. People have a lot of stock. And it pays to be good with Facebook because then you can put your products on there to advertise. Oh, there's a show on NBC. Why not? So they're not going to go after. They're not going to go after Facebook. So it's like up to like a few people like us.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and I said to him, and I said it briefly in the show, I go watch the HBO show Vice. It's an investigative report. They report what happened with BP. The government knew. The Coast Guard was spraying shit on oil rigs that they weren't supposed to spray. These chemicals that are making all these people sick and dying. The Coast Guard was spraying it now. And you got these senator, congressmen now write to the President of the United States about this. You don't respond. Mm. Not even because they're all in business. Because BP is big business. Nobody gives a shit that little people are getting hurt. Nobody gives a shit that my page is in Arabic, that scamming scammers that is in Arabic, possibly generals, possibly operational security. Nobody gives a shit. That's just a fact because there's money to be made with Facebook. So that, to my friend in the Pentagon, is the reason why I explained to him why. And I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I'm not like Jesse Ventura.
But how would they make money by putting your, you know, the scammer pages in Arabic, your page in Arabic? Well, how would they make money that way?
Facebook, I don't know how it works. Facebook makes money. Facebook can charge by how many people they have, how many listeners, how many people profiles they have. Facebook's, by their own estimation, said there might be 100, but Facebook's saying there might be 140 million fake profiles on their platform. They don't really care because, you know, oh, if you're Hostess, for instance, Hostess Cakes, whatever, and you're going, wow, look at that, I can reach 600 million people, you're not asking the questions. Wow, that's a great thing. Now you're opening up the market to the Middle East, so you put some more shit up there. Feed that fire. You don't care. You're making the money. Wow, we have viability in Facebook in the Middle East now. We got OBSEC's page up there. We got the anti-scamming pages up there. We're helping them fight with the Facebook don't give a shit. Facebook, we know this about Facebook. They don't give a shit. Mark Zuckerberg can give to as many charities as he wants and wants to be a good guy. All I know is anti-scammers are disappearing and my shit's in Facebook, but you can go to any site and there's pornography and they don't take down the pages. They might take down the picture. They don't take down the pages and that there's all this fraud and these scammers talking about scamming. These pages get reported and these credit cards. People in our area, I've actually been tempted to call a few of them. New York, New Jersey. I've been tempted to call them and go, hey, by the way, you might want to check this out. You know, there's a reason why you had this issue with your Visa or with Bank of America. Here's what's going on. They have all your shit online. Facebook could do it. If you're running a legitimate business and you see a group has open fraud, you can't stop the fraud, but you can stop that site. You could stop those people from being their personal information from being passed around and violated. Now, they could create another site and go close with it. They could. You know, you'd like to think Facebook monitors every site. They don't. Okay, it might be too hard to monitor every site on the internet. But if a site gets reported, you could take it down if you gave a damn.
Do you feel, in your opinion, that Facebook will go a bridge too far and everything will hit the fan and there'll be a counter, you know? And
not as long as there's money to be made. Not as long as the big business and the media conglomerates who run everything are making money off of Facebook. Why, when Facebook has a new anonymous login, is that a story in all the news? But when Facebook is doing bullshit with the Pentagon or has all these fraud, all these credit card information on the site, why doesn't anybody want to take that story? Yet everybody I talk to goes, well, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't want anybody take that story?
I would think maybe a news organization would want to take that story.
You would think so, Joe. They don't. That's who I report to. I don't go and find some of Pip Helix's cats and go, you know what, you guys might want to cover this. You might want to get Pip together next time she gives you some tender vittles.
Because a lot of the media outlets count on Facebook to get to...
Listen, it's the same thing when the Avalos thing broke at the end of last year. They reported the story with the sexy girl and the big headlines. They really didn't want to give us much play when we had the truth.
Yeah.
They really didn't want to talk to us. Because that's not, I guess, as sexy. But, not to toot her own horn, she's not on the lawsuit anymore because of what we found.
Exactly, exactly.
Why doesn't the media want to cover? Because they're lazy. They're lazy, and I guess it's... Listen, you got to remember, like, a lot of these papers, they're owned by Rupert Murdoch, one of the richest, most powerful men in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows what he's got involved with Facebook? I'm not saying he does, but we don't know what his stock holdings are. And it's the same thing with the ones that own the left in these newspapers. It's all conglomerates. So.
Yeah, the chat is saying, one comment, as fast as you report and validate fake profiles, 10 more pop up. So it's almost like trying to kill a cockroach in a sense.
Yeah, which is why I don't. I don't condone the reporting of fake profiles. It's not something I do.
Right, another comment was, not until somebody wins a lawsuit against Zuckerberg and he has to pay punitive damages. And on that comment...
Not going to win it.
It's not...
It's a free platform.
It would be... Also on that, Zuckerberg is a billionaire and has unlimited resources to lawyers. I mean, you would love, as an underdog, to fight a Goliath. You would love for that to happen. But just the the money that he would have to pay the lawyers to fight that, it looks like something like that would, you know, be hard to come by. You wish it would happen, but, you know, the odds of it happening and not that
no
good.
I mean, listen, we saw what happened. We laughed when Evan Spencer was going up against Match.com because we knew Match.com was going to come in with the heavy hitters.
And
Evan Spencer was not Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
And Juliana Vallis was not Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, he's just some ambulance chaser that got big dreams and now he's going to go up against Wall Street lawyers. He's got a big problem.
And he did. But, you know, we're going to continue reporting on this. And again, this is another reason. Now, listen, I tell the folks, you know, write to Tim Sabian and we're going to cover this stuff. And that is my intention. Because I do think there's an interest and I do think the people have a right to know. But who knows what muck I'm going to find when we start working for a big company. Who knows what stories they're going to kill? Who knows what stuff I'm not going to be able to report that I'll have to wait till my tell-all book? I mean, right now, we pretty much do what we want. Our affiliates, you know, they support us in whatever we choose. They trust us and everything. But, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to be?
That's the great – well, one of the – obviously, we want to be on a, you know, major platform. But one of the great things about this platform is you could tell the truth and search for the truth. And there's nobody there saying, no, you can't do that. You know, you can't do this.
No, I'm the only one who says that.
Yeah. when it's story submitting time.
So there was that. So what do you think?
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, basically, it would be somebody calling, you know, calling Facebook out. And there's a lot against it. I mean, you're big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what they were saying in the chat. You know, it's a lawsuit against Zuckerberg that, you know, that there would be damages against. But the odds of that happening with the high-powered lawyers and the disposable, money that they would have to fight that.
It's like I tell people, I go, none of this changes until the advertisers care.
Yes. And that's like with anything in
yeah.
the media.
If the advertisers can, which is why I'm trying to get this stuff public. Because that's how you get, I'm not going to beat Zuckerberg in court. Yeah. I don't want to beat Zuckerberg in court. No. I have no interest in that. But when the advertisers start going, hey, what's with all these shenanigans? What's with all this crap? When Bank of America no longer wants to do business with Facebook, for instance, because all their customers are out there in the open for these Africans or Malaysians or whoever to steal their shit.
Right.
And it's brought, then you have a problem.
That would be the one thing, because if your advertising is doing fine, like if Coca-Cola, who has just as much money as Facebook does, or you know, one of these big Pepsi, McDonald's, or something like that, which they feel, hey, you can't do that. But if they're watching their shares in the Arab countries grow, like I don't care.
Yeah.
However, if you get a bank like Bank of America that has have noticed that a lot of their customers' accounts are now up.
And their customers are going to say, hey, your security is not good. I'm leaving.
And we're and these start leaving. They're going to call, I can't even talk. Sorry. They're going to call Facebook to task. And Facebook, well, we'll fight you in court. Well, we just got it. We got as much money as you do. So you know what? Bring it on. That's when you're going to see a change. So it's basically going to be, if it is going to happen, it's not really going to be a grassroots thing or a regular advertiser. It's going to be a big bank.
Well, I think it can be a grassroots thing in one way. And this is what I tell people. Write to the advertisers. Mm. Let find out who Facebook's advertisers are. Mm. Let them know what's going on, because that's how you hurt them. That's how. And I can't believe the Pentagon has to ask me why. It's money. It's always money.
Mm.
And I'm going to keep saying that until I get proven otherwise.
Right.
All right. Should we do some Ann Jackson?
Please.
So last week we learned a couple things. We learned never let somebody else do your banking for you.
And if you're getting a fee, ask about a fee.
Yeah. You know. Listen. She had the girl. The daughter of Parker Green, Jennifer, she had the girl do her banking for her, and then a terrible thing happened to Jennifer. Mm. She got hit by a car and lost her bags of money, except the money that her other friend gave her.
Did she get hit by the Roadrunner?
That's
ridiculous.
So, and of course, Ann Jackson had put up this YouTube thing, video where she called everybody scammers.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. And then my question to Ann was, wait a minute. So you don't trust any of these people, but you're still trying to hook women up
It boggles the mind. It boggles the
which
mind.
I said would lead, because all along we've been going, listen, we think this woman's a victim. But there is the other side to this
right.
that goes, and I lay it all out there, let the people decide, that says, no, she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's in on this.
I don't think she's.
No, but it does bring into question, well, you don't trust these people, you don't like them, but you're trying to hook her up on a date.
Because she's delusional and she's not thinking straight.
Well, let's find out what she's thinking this week. All right, this came to me on February 18th of this year. So, Mr. Davin, which is the way everybody will refer to me from now on. Mr. Davin, the respect I deserve. She tells me she just got a new job. She goes, I see three brown cotton. Like it's the type of cotton you get after you take a dump and you use it. It's brown cotton. Remember, this is the guy that she thinks works for the FBI. Brown cotton is real. See his mail address, IC3, crime, UK, USA, @gmail.com.
No.
I know that.
No.
You're right.
No.
You're right.
You can't, in Ann Jackson's shoes, you can't sit there as somebody knowledgeable on this stuff.
But she's not.
But she claims she is.
One of these groups that I'm in. Because we were having a problem with this Arab thing. And I work in a couple of groups, try to solve some of these problems, try to, you know, investigate, figure out what's going on. And one of them said, well, you still have a relationship with Ann Jackson? Because mm-hmm. she used to be good at least identifying profiles. I'm like, really? I'm like, you need to listen to the show more. Ann Jackson was just, she was not knowledgeable in any of this stuff.
And especially on this. That's not valid. That's not an FBI agent wouldn't have.
But Joe, it clearly says in the email address, IC3, that's the right place. Crime, well, we're trying to fight that. UK, well, not usually the job of the FBI, but throw that in there. USA, you're saying that handle? Maybe sure, there's Gmail at the end of it, and it's a free account, and they have official email address, but you're saying that would raise a suspicion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, raise a suspicion, and if you're trying to do your research, which he's clearly not, something like that would have a .gov or something like that, or you go on an internet search on the internet and you look, that email address, or you look up the name, anything.
Wow. Anyway.
Look, let me, if I have to send something somewhere, and I'm not sure of an address, I will put up a name that I'm sending it to, or the address I think it might be, and it'll give you all these things, everything you need to know where the address is. You can find essentially anything on the internet. I have to pull stuff out of thin air during the day. I could.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. most of it, you know, I get on the internet. You could find essentially anything on the internet and do the research on it. For her to insist that that is correct, she's not doing her research. You can't sit there and guide people when you're not doing research.
Listen, she was a false god, in my opinion, and at this point, a false god to desperate people. It's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
So anyway, she continues, indeed he gave me his phone number before I tried to look for it. His office is in London. I did contact the FBI head office, and the criminals were from UK, and then IC3 Brown contacted me.
When she called the FBI's head office, did she mention the person she was speaking with, and did they validate it?
It would appear that's what she's saying, although I find it very difficult.
I find it very hard to believe myself.
Yeah. But this is what she's saying. I was not able to find out the phone number because I changed the mail address and shut down my old mail address. Okay. It's possible, I guess. She continues, I just want to say the authorities do not know how to help victims. Now, remember, the bankers don't know how to do banking. Authorities don't know how to help victims. Nobody can do their job. It's like she's me, but more dangerous.
Yeah, but it's because she's not talking to the actual people. Yes, they know how to do it if you're talking to the actual people.
You would think. She goes, bank lawyer Morris Mariba, remember we spent a whole episode on him, met Eric Bohr, he's from the Interpol, and Brown Cotton, FBI. I will check my old files again when I have time. She goes, P.S., I gave you Morris Mariba's mail address and his phone number. Please check it out. Thanks. All right. And then she goes on another day. Actually, she sent a whole bunch. This is all from February 18th. She goes, I'm not going to keep silent if these effing people do not reply or are still hiding behind the mails. You can report them, and they will 100% for sure to send to the court. This is the conversations. Now she's sending me some more of the conversations, she said, which are always very enlightening.
Mm.
This is between her and IC3 Crime Internet. Something is a lie that Anne's saying. I don't know what is. I think they're talking about the Jennifer, the daughter, the one who got hit by the car. Lost all the money. Happens.
Gotta be careful when she crosses the street.
Yeah, listen, you need a crossing guard. She's only 19. Somebody should have held her hands.
Yes. And a bag of money.
She got run over by a yak.
Well, it flies through the year, so, you know, won't do that.
Well, she's Scrooge McDuck. She makes sure all her money is labeled in bags that say
Scrooge
with dollars.
Scrooge McDuck. I'm thinking of Scrooge McDuck, that cheapskate little piece of freaking poultry.
Okay, Joe. I don't know why you have to go attack him.
Yeah.
So IC3 is asking, did you contact her? Jackson responds, it is her who did this by herself. IC3 goes, no, never. What did she do? She wants to come to Japan. She says it is always to her dad. So she wants to come to Japan. Jennifer wants to come to Japan, Joe. Jackson goes, do not contact me anymore. Brown goes, because she asked you for help? She did it for you. Jackson's had enough. Don't tell me anything. IC3, why? Jackson, because this is effing idiots destroy me. I am totally broke. So Jackson's out of money now. IC3 goes, at this stage, Jackson goes, I have no money. IC3 Brown goes, I know that. Jackson asks, what stage? It's a lie. Scam. IC3 goes, how's your fever? Because I guess she's been sick.
Well, they know how to change the subject.
Jackson goes, people are laughing. Never contact me. So I'm guessing this is towards the end of the last year when the shit started to hit the fan for her. People are laughing at her. Well, we weren't covering it yet, so I don't know if we were laughing.
You didn't have a chance to laugh yet. Yes.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if other people were laughing.
We're laughing now, though.
A little bit. I mean, I feel bad, but some of this is
absurd. I feel bad, and I feel bad because everything is just so blatantly nonsense, but I feel sad for her because she's disillusioned, and she's not thinking in a right state of mind.
Anyway, she goes, people are laughing. Never contact me. I'm looking for a job. She goes on, she goes, I need to work, I need to solve my problem. IC3 Brown goes, she only needs $200. This is a man from the FBI. A man from the FBI, allegedly, of course, not really. A man from the FBI, and by the way, the 200 has the dollar sign after the zero, which is not the way Americans write $200. They put the dollar sign and then 200.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jackson goes, never tell me. IC3 goes, she can get the, IC3 goes, she can get the funds out. And Jackson goes, I never see any money. Ask Miller to pay. He used me. Miller's another one of the soldiers. Mm-hmm. She goes, I sent the money last time. Jackson goes, do not contact me. IC3 goes, Miller is having high blood pressure. There's always a crisis. Is having high blood pressure.
You're an FBI agent. You could give a shit less if somebody's having high blood pressure, damn it.
Like you're having right now.
Yes! And you could care less.
I care a little.
A little. Okay,
I mean, Pip's not here. Who am I going to talk
but
to?
I mean, you know, but still, you're an FBI. You could care less.
IC3 Brown, a very caring man. IC3 Brown, kind of more caring than we are, Joe. Let's go on, shall we? Mm. Yeah, I love this segment because you get pissed and it's not at me.
Oh, God.
Take a drink.
Oh.
Have a stiff one. Cock. Anyway.
Stupid.
A cock. A tribute. Anyway.
A tribute. I just got
very nice. So Miller, so IC3 says Miller's having high blood pressure. Jackson goes, you asked me to complete the fees before. F him. He always did this to me. Jackson has a way with words. IC3 Brown, oh no, please. Jackson, this is a scam. IC3 Brown goes, no. FBI, no. No, he's no. No.
That's like when you go, you work on a project? Yeah. Is it done? Yeah. What did you do? Is it halfway?
No. Jackson, I am effing mad. Again, it's only $200. Please believe me. Which is again, the scammers we found, no matter what the scam is, please believe me. Trust me.
Yeah.
If you can't trust me, who could you trust?
Yeah.
Exactly. Jackson goes, I'll tell people the truth. Brown goes, you'll get the money. Yes, please believe me. Jackson, never! She lies to me 3 times. I think we're talking about Jennifer. IC3, FBI. She cries every day. Yeah, very sensitive FBI. We got a little girl crying. We got a soldier with high blood pressure.
Is it the FBI or a Jewish mother? What the hell is this person?
Maybe you should rest.
That's what it sounds like. He listen, you don't have to. You don't have the money. It's only $200.
If you were a good daughter, you would send the $200. I understand. If you do, so what the blood pressure? You know what? It's fine. She'll stay where she is. She got hit. But no, don't visit. Don't send the money.
It's an FBI agent.
No. I'm very concerned.
Not Estelle from Boca. It's ridiculous.
It's IC3 Boca.
I feel so bad for this woman.
I feel bad for the people that believe this woman.
Oh.
Anything of interest in the chat?
I know there's some people. Tom has got an early day.
We didn't need that, Joe. Yeah. Goodbye, Tom.
But no. What's coming in is they're goofing on the impeccable English. Also, the response from the officials is laughable. Absolutely, it's insulting sometimes. You know?
Yeah. But she believes the officials are incompetent. They're officials, but they're incompetent. That's what she believes.
They're caring though.
But again, in the last. And the video that she posted, she called them all scammers. So that's where her head is. So IC3,
up her ass.
Yeah, well, there you go. IC3, you'll get the money. Yes, please, believe me. Never lies 3 times. IC3 says she cries every day. Jackson goes, I'll never contact all of you. This is her problem. I did tell her the truth. IC3, please. And it doesn't spell out please. It's just PLS. Please. Jackson, I have no money. IC3 says, she said you were right. She also said this is the last stage. Yes, she is there. Like it's cancer. It's the last stage of not. This is stage 4 BS. Jackson, I do not believe in it. Never. Ask Miller to pay. After all, Miller is ill. IC3 rounds. After all, Miller's ill. He can't pay $200. Guess that Obamacare didn't kick in yet. Jackson's like, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. This is new. We've talked about on this show the gold bar scam. Remember we talked about different types of scams?
Just a quick. I remember speaking, but just a quick update on that.
That's where people, like a common thing is, the a soldier, and I put air quotes, will contact you. He found these he found some Taliban gold bars in Afghanistan, and he wants to send them to you, but you know, to help him get them out of the country, because you can't do through official channels. So some of the better ones, they'll take pictures of gold bars and their certificates and everything. And of course, you pay all these fees because you're going to get a big handsome reward of these gold bars and everything.
Right. And yeah. Ann was paying fees.
It seems like she...
Or we just discovered that.
It seems like... Well, this is the first mention of gold bars.
Okay. And what is she... Is she elaborate more on the gold bars?
Let me see. So, yeah, this is the first time we're hearing about the gold bars. And she does not seem happy about it. So Miller asks her to pay for gold bars. Again, IC3, please believe... Like, you're a 15-year-old boy trying to get your girlfriend to convince you didn't cheat on her. Please, believe me. Jackson's like, why not ask him to pay for it? That's his problem. When he's fine, he can pay. Please. Jackson, I have no money. Do not contact me. IC3, Jennifer need to go back to UK. Before she wanted to come to Japan, now she's going to the UK.
Yeah.
So Jackson's like, just let her go back to UK. It's her problem. IC3, she cannot waste the money for transport. She can't waste the money for transport, but you should pay for it, Ann Jackson. Jackson's like, well, that's her problem. IC3, please. I love when the FBI begs. I find that's how they get their best information and results.
I would ask, why can't she do it? Why can't
you know,
she do
it is kind of funny, though.
Why can't she do it? Why can't she do it? And she will do it. And if the end of this, why am I getting so upset? Because it's driving me nuts. That's why I love this segment. I'm speechless.
Here's what I love what we've uncovered tonight. A couple things. We've uncovered the fake FBI bags, please. Mm-hmm. And the real army doesn't want to be pushy and lean. It's a very... I don't know why people fear our government. They're very gentle, these administrations of the army. We don't want to lean. We don't want to push. The FBI just beg. Come on, the high blood pressure.
If you are somebody in authority, and she says that this one woman can't pay the thing, you know, pay the fee... And you would have you would have a explanation as to why. You wouldn't say please.
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 Please. Not even full spelled out, please. PLS.
Yeah.
Please. So Jackson's like, I have no money. Don't contact me. Just let her go back to the UK. We can't waste the money for the transport. Jackson rightfully says that's her problem. Again, mm-hmm. We have the please.
Mm-hmm.
Please. The student paid you. Please. Apparently Jackson's letting know, because I guess she's a teacher. This is what I've been told. This is what she says also. Jackson's his teacher.
What does she teach?
Not
common sense.
No. Jackson goes, I will never send money. IC3, help her! Jackson, never! I have trouble. IC3, $200! Very, very short, informal check.
You can't tell this is a scammer. You know, she knows it now.
No, well, maybe.
But
this week.
Oh, no.
Do not contact me. IC3, it will be solved. Jackson, never. IC3, yes. Jackson, all of you destroy me. I will have problem. Because again, she's been revealed as being, you don't know shit. IC3, no. Jackson, this destroys me. F you. IC3, please. Jackson, if it will influence my job looking, go back to UK. There's nothing to do with me anymore. I will publish the truth. You will destroy me. This is the truth. IC3, never. Jackson, you do! For 2 years! This has been going on for 2 years.
The FBI would never answer. Never!
Never!
Is this a superhero or something?
Never!
Batman you got on there?
It's a cartoon criminal. But apparently it's been going on for 2 years, so I don't know if we've discussed that before. It's been going on for 2 years. IC3, no! Me? No! That's all. Jackson, think about what I said. If you were me, you would know the truth. You are all like mafias. She thinks that they're like the mafia.
And essentially, in a way, they are.
Sure. IC3, never! Jackson, the ways you do to me. She's Japanese, so we'll let it go.
Mm.
Brown, I know how you feel. Do you? Jackson, never contact me anymore. Brown, I cannot do anything bad to you. Jackson, you did. From the gold bars, from the funds. The way you did to me. You hold all the money I paid. You never returned to me. Effing mafias when Miller wants money. IC3 round goes, since you insult me, I will seize contact with you. Seize. I think it meant cease.
Yes.
When Joe can pick out your verbal faux pas.
You got problems.
Exactly. And then she writes to me, well, what do you think of this? I mean, is this screaming BS?
It's ridiculous. How can officials I don't know. Officials don't talk to people like that.
No. No. There's not usually a lot of begging when dealing with the FBI.
No, not at all.
Unless you're the one doing the begging.
Not at all. And she's just, I mean, I guess she's finally realizing that, you know, she's been had.
She goes, this is what I sent to idiot Melvin. Remember, Melvin Santos, Dr. Melvin Santos, she believes is a secretary of the United Nations. Effing idiot Melvin. You use me and people think it is scam. Truth, it is scam because Eric Bohr, Sarah, and Brown Cotton asked the victims to contact them. So now, the Interpol people are asking the victims to contact them. They ask the money, but they are effing criminals who take no responsibility. You keep silent, and I'll report you too. All of you are real effing criminals. The truth. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton took the money from the victims, but did nothing. No one gets money back. This is the truth. You are scammers. That is a typical reload scam.
Mm-hmm.
We have victims. We're going to pretend. We're going to claim that we're going to help you get your money back. You will send us these fees to do this. You get diddly squat. This is a typical reload scam.
Now, the legitimate authorities, are they taking any interest? Not in essentially Ann's case, but maybe in cases like it. Is there a trend for them to start taking interest in stuff
this? Well, I mean, listen, the way you can possibly, and it doesn't happen a lot, but the first thing is you got to know the real people with who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We've got no indication that Jackson knows who she's really dealing with. Mm. We've gotten every indication that she thinks she's dealing with real people who are scammers, but who are actually working the government.
Right.
That seems to... So she thinks she... Like, if you want a government to take action, you need to know who the person... Like, I know who was scam... I know who was pretending to be Agnes was Belinda.
Right, right. But hypothetically, if you do have the links to the proper channels... When you reached the proper channels and gave them this whole situation, do you think...
There's nothing they could do with this. There's nothing. Because they don't... Where do you start?
I know.
I mean, you check. Well, there's no Brown Cotton in the FBI. All right, next. Melvin Santos, secretary. Really? It's an Asian guy. You could check, but you'd come up empty. You'd come up with a bunch of imposters.
It's almost like a whole thing, let the buyer beware, in a sense.
So she calls him scammers. Mr. Davin. Again, how I will be referred to from now on.
That'll be a dead body. Eh? At a gunpoint.
You can report them to head office of FBI and Brown Cotton will be sent to the court. He is real. CID is arresting criminal soldiers, so you can report Parker Green and James Miller. Confirmed.
Can I stop you for right now? How could she go through that whole diatribe and after all of that go, he's real? He is so blatantly not real.
She don't get it. She thinks he's real.
But
she don't get it.
But she said it was a scam. She let it not.
These real people working for the officials are really have these positions in the FBI and the Army, but they are scammers. That's what she thinks. Bad people, FBI. That's a problem. And we'll get more into this as this evolves, as the story develops.
But it's like getting in an argument going, well, I want my eggs, and I want them colored. Well, I want them on Easter and stuff like. And that's like. Well, that was directly from the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny's not real.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
CID is arresting criminal soldiers, so you can report Parker Green and James Miller. Confirmed, they are real soldiers by CID. You can report them too. Interpol Eric and Sarah Francois are real. If you report them, their accounts will be frozen. This is no joke. She's speaking from a position of authority. Do you notice the tone that she's taken with me? Like an authority, which is what these victims look to. Oh, somebody who knows what the hell they're talking about.
And the correct response is, lady, did you read the past four pages you just sent me? Have you laid into her and go, how stupid can you? I it's kind of sad, but in a sense, can't you see by the way they're writing you that they're not real? Have you explained this to her?
She goes, these people must be sent to jail. Do you have why? They took the money from the victims, but they do not take responsibility for what they said to the victims, or they do not explain the truth to victims, the whole fees of the procedure. Again, she still thinks that this fee procedure, which has been laid to her by these scammers, is the real procedure. The way they do is real, like the scammers' ways. They are effing mafias. Please expose the truth.
No, the scammers, stupid.
Please expose the truth, because they must take responsibility.
They do it like the scammers, because guess what? They are the scammers!
Not arguing. Here are the reasons. They ask the victims to contact them and open the case files. They said they can help the victims get the money. Typical reload scam. After opening the case files, they asked the victims to pay for another fees, so called funds transfer, even though they know the victims are broke. Typical reload scam. Then the funds will never get back. Yep, that's what happens. This is never-ending payment. You got it, sister. They do not help the victims, but they create another debt from the victims. She seems pretty lucid right here.
But if she... But she's telling you all this, but she still thinks these people are real.
She always blames it to incompetence.
Is she schizophrenic?
Well, Anne in our chat had called her Sybil a few weeks ago.
And I think she's absolutely right. This woman is schizophrenic.
They do not help the victims, but they create another debt from the victims. They will ask the victims to pay and pay for these effing legal procedures, but get no penny. Their so-called authorities must be arrested with the real responsibility. That's what we'll stop with that for today. Anything to add?
I'm going to say it again. She's schizophrenic. You can't sit there and tell you that these authority figures are real and then go into the whole scam and explain the scam. You're just explaining what you think is real.
She might be. Well, she might be schizophrenic. Well, more will develop, obviously. But just keep in mind, people were looking at this person as an authority. She still carries herself as an authority. Keep that in mind. And this went on for quite a long time.
Well, for the folks listening out there, if anybody claims that they're authority, do your research on them. Do your research on who you're dealing with. I mean, we do our show. We're legitimate. Absolutely legitimate. You can look.
And if you say otherwise, we'll delete your post.
No, but what we do, look into us, look where we're about, look what do it. I mean, everything is out there on us. We're real people.
Listen, man, she put out videos too. She put out videos too. But it's like I tell people, because I got called a scammer again last week.
Yeah.
I tell people, I go, listen, I'm probably the most accessible person in this anti-scam community that you can find.
Yeah.
Because you can call and talk to me every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You can get me. You call 845-986-8804. You can talk to me and say whatever you want.
Yeah.
So we'll continue with this Ann Jackson thing. Clearly, where we are with this is not where we started. Clearly, we're now concerned about her mental health.
Yes.
So we'll see what goes on. It's very disconcerting. We'll briefly go to Africa, shall we, and visit with the ladies of Africa?
Yes, why shan't we?
Why shan't we? I know why. Be foolish not to. Always and forever. Just like a dream. It is just like a dream to me, Jeff.
It really is.
All right, so when we last left with Belinda, I had revealed to her I was working with the FBI. I see three brown cotton, as a matter of fact. No, I revealed to her I was working.
Can't beat him, Jordan.
Sure. That'd be funny.
Yeah, use imaginary scammers on the scammer.
If only they were both happening at the same time. You know I would have. Yeah. So, and I revealed to her, this was March 22nd, I revealed to her that her cousin, who she loves, Ishmael, had his profile stolen.
Mm.
But I needed to know, are the family scammers, or were they stolen? Because if they're stolen, I'm going to fight for her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they're in on this, she's got to come clean now because I could die.
Right.
You know, the lives are at stake.
Knives.
Men have died. And it could happen.
Mm.
So that's where we are with Belinda, March 22nd. But first, we're just going to do this today. March 25th, we get to hear from our old friend, Dick Eldorado's old flame.
Nuh-uh.
Now, when we last spoke to Mavis Mills, Dick Eldorado's old flame, she had admitted to me that she was responsible for all the Belinda profiles. She took the blame for that, remember? You recall that?
Yes.
And she might be over Dick Eldorado, too. Joe's coming to terms with that.
I'm bummed.
Well, you should be. So we haven't spoken in a while. I tell her I'm okay. I go, one of your profiles, I got the impression something was troubling you. She goes, what did she lie about? I go, huh? I do not understand. She goes, sorry, a past conversation appear on the screen. Talk about Linda Billy.
You know how pathetic I am? I don't even want to hear this. You know, she's over me.
I said she might be. There's always hope. Always hope, Jack. You know what? If not, we'll call Ann Jackson. She'll hook you up with somebody.
But she will, yeah.
She goes, which profile are you talking about? And now it's time to play one of our new and favorite games, Interrogate the Scammer.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
Interrogate the Scammer. Anyway. I go, oh, let me check. Hold on. Then I send her one. It's a Mavis Mills profile. She goes, I didn't do that profile. I go, that profile was connected to the fake profile that you're using before you took it down. said you were cousins. She goes, don't know. I go, what do you mean? I go, this is the one that was with ties to Belinda. Heck, even a profile from the same region using her cousin's name is up. She goes, I don't remember those profiles. We got a problem, lady. I go, there are a whole bunch linking you and Belinda and her family. How many fake profiles have you made? She goes, don't know what you're talking about. I go, last week you told me you created the fake profiles that link you and Belinda with each other.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure, Joe.
Do you notice that her answers kind of replicate the answers that Ann Jackson was giving from Brown Cotton? Not in the exact the same way, but the way it's phrased. And then what are you talking about? What do you mean? No, you know.
Well, African scammers on the defensive. Yeah, I noticed.
It's just that pattern right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, scammers build up their relationship with you based on trust. You can't question them. No, we're all good. We're simpatico. Yeah. Would I lie to you? Yes.
Yes.
But don't ask me about it.
When you came clean the third time.
And then when you catch them in it, well, let's leave that in the past. Mm. They're like Tommy Lama, focus on the future.
Well, it's like, how's your foot? You know?
Yeah. I go, last week you told me you created the fake profiles that link you and Belinda with each other. She goes, I guess this is the right time to talk. I'm going through a lot and I'm depressed. I say stupid things when I'm depressed.
You also tell lies.
I go, I'm sorry you're depressed. What's wrong? I go, so you're telling me you did not create those profiles that link you and Belinda? She goes, let's forget about that now.
No, 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 no. No, let's forget about that now. It's like saying, you know, you just ran me over with your car. Nah, never mind about that now.
Well, can I take your bag of money?
Yeah. they've got some balls. Let me tell
well,
you,
what
these
happens
guys,
not to.
I mean, in both the Ann Jackson story and this continue, they've got some balls. Holy smokes.
Yeah. She goes, let's forget about that now. I got a lot in my mind already. You and this Belinda problem is too much. I go, okay.
So we were burdening with it, you know, burdening you with it.
I go, okay, I do need to know if my girlfriend is a huge liar willing to let her friends take the blame for things, but we can deal with that later. So what has you feeling so sad?
And I like the way you phrase it, like, you're not really a bullshit artist yourself, lady, but, you know, but Melinda, you know, Jesus Christ, you know. Yeah, well, you know, we're not accusing you because you seem on the up and up. But Belinda, let me tell you about that. Yeah.
Which is what I did with Belinda last time. Listen, I'm not saying you do these things, but these scammers.
Yeah, but let me, not for nothing.
That's my turn. I got that aw shucks thing going on.
Yes, very funny.
She goes, I did it. I go, okay, now my head is spinning.
Ah!
I go, okay, you did it. You did it all. Fine. I want answers, but we can deal with that later.
She went all Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men.
You can't.
You're damn right I did.
Maybe she was watching the movie. As
you
was
need
talking.
Me on that internet. You want me on that internet.
She's right. I do, and I do.
Yeah.
Mavis Jackson. Oh, I fucked that up. Mavis Nicholson. Ah, way to fuck it up, stupid. That's good. I go, what's wrong today, Mavis? She goes, later. I go, okay, as you wish. I guess we will chat later.
Boy, she went tail running on that, didn't she?
She did.
Come on.
She did. I had her on the hot seat.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
And she wilted under the pressure.
Oh, yeah. Dropped diamond, headed south.
So what do you think?
She'll come back next week going, hi, how are you? You're like, nothing happened.
That's what they bank on.
Wow.
Ballsy, eh?
Absolutely. I mean, ballsy in the answers, ballsy how they so blatantly lie, ballsy on how they'll just tell, what did you do with the money? How come I'm not getting my money? Why, I have no more money. How's your foot today? You know?
He's sitting right across from me.
It's just, it astounds me how they could be so blatantly, answers like anybody.
But you have to remember, they're used to dealing with people who want to believe them because they want to be in love. They want this to have this relationship. They want this to be real.
Yeah.
They're dealing with somebody who don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just here for the story and to get answers. Yeah. I don't want to believe them.
Like in Ann Jackson's case, well, it's only $200. Now, if you're sitting here in Harper's, I'm not laying out a dime. I wouldn't pay one more dime. Tell them to go to hell. However, in Harper, because she's looking for that closure. She's looking for that. All right, now it's not that much. It's only another $200.
I'm almost there.
I could find it. I could find that $200.
The carrot.
I'll borrow it from a friend. I'll call a relative, you know.
That's what they play.
And that's how they do it.
That's what they're banking on.
And when you're so emotionally involved with things, you don't see things clearly.
And that's what happens. They make your head spin.
Yeah.
First they romance you, and then they fleece you.
Yeah.
That's the way. Or, you know, first they promise you things, and then there's, oh, an accident. Oh, no, we're still on the up and up. Oh, this just happened. Oh, they're screwing up. So they get your head to spin.
I mean, how could you say to somebody, oh, well, this woman got hit by a car and lost the money? Even if that was the case, I wouldn't even say that because it sounds so ridiculous.
Yet people believe it. They're not counting on us being on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're, you know, and remember, a lot of the people that we count as friends who in the anti-scab community, mm-hmm. who we deem to be very intelligent people and are now fully skeptical and can see through the haze of BS.
Right.
At some point, these rational people believed that BS. Mm. And there's a reason why Norton estimated $110 billion is leaving economies every year due to cybercrime.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll leave it there.
There you go.
For this week. Hope to have Pip back with us next week. She's not sick. She just had to do something else. So hope to have her. Let's thank some people, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. It's the dojo for me. Kids are going up to, what's she graduating to? She's graduating to brown belt this week.
Brown belt? Brown belt already?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She started when she was four, is what they call a little dragon. Mm-hmm. It's like pre-white belt.
Right.
And now here we are at the age of seven, brown belt. And she's determined to get that black belt.
How many more belts does she have to do?
Let's see. I think there's a red belt.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a red belt. And then there's a Bodan belt, which is half red and half black.
Right.
And that involves like 6 months of training to become a black belt.
You know what's kind of cool? When your daughter becomes of dating age, she can go on a date, and you will know that nothing's going to happen to her. Because if any guy makes a move, she's going to snap his arm like a twig.
Well, no. That's what people say. But the thing is, I have the hope that she wants to snap his arm like a twig. Mm. So, yes. And listen, she's only seven now. You know, it's going to be at least another 40 years till she's of dating age.
Yeah, we'll make sure of that.
But you hope that she continues with this through her teen years.
Right, yes.
You know, with karate. Mm-hmm. She enjoys it and everything. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that is the staff, Sensei Ferdico, and everybody at Success Martial Arts. So, you know, like I tell you guys, if I'm saying these places, I use them, I know about them and all. If you live in Orange County, you really should be going there, hanging out with me.
Yeah, if I can interrupt, also they teach something just as important as defending yourself. They teach values. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. His staff is fantastic, and they teach values. A lot of values that when I was a kid, when I was in the Scouts, that helped me through my life till today. These values that these folks are going to teach your kids are going to follow them through their life, and it's really going to make a big influence on them.
If you were going to Success Martial Arts when you were 7 or 8 and that priest treated your mother so rudely to make her walk out, you could have throat chopped him.
Don't want to use that to hurt somebody of the cloth, but
I was just laying it out as an option.
Oh.
I'm sure. I don't think that's in anybody's official teachings.
Yes.
No. Lay out thy priest. I don't think that's
no.
But I'm just saying you would have had that ability.
Okay. Thank you.
Trying to help.
I missed the boat on that one.
That's what you did. There's always time to throat chop a priest, Joe. Don't be late.
No, I'm in enough trouble with God.
No.
Right. You want to bring one of those guys around.
So, guys, like they're henchmen. Like they're waiting out in the car and tailing you.
He chopped me, boss.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ann Jackson would call them mafia priests.
Yes.
So if you want to call 845-469-1716 or check them out at smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. A lot of high school graduations, good time to go.
Yep.
Restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers, like communions or corporate functions.
Exactly. Those are where you, that's where you go.
Absolutely. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to ask them about their next comedy night. Goldbergs! Yay!
Oh. Oh, my boys are in town!
Oh, I thought you'd never get to us!
Ah, the fellas are here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
It's been a couple hours.
Yeah, it's your suck, I know.
It's the great jizz sock, Joe Curry.
Yeah.
We'll wait in this bed all night for the great jizz to come. Anyway, we're not going to ruin Goldberg's commercial. With this palabra. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Very true. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique, deli specials like the Slavi, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
That's the Slop Towel's favorite.
Yes. Yes, it is. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, because you wouldn't want a round knish. That'd be a latke. Corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Jesus, that sounds good.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have them have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. You know what? Sometimes you just want a nice brunch. You go to Goldberg's.
Mm-hmm.
Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of our show, you get 10% off. Just say so. SurfEasy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. That's true. SurfEasy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, well, maybe bankers, too. Hackers. Could have used that on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Hacker snoops and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. SurfEasy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from SurfEasy. That's true. You can get a free account. How cool is that? Or sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Yeah, you really can't go wrong with SurfEasy. We've turned a lot of people into that. Side-Splitting Productions, my company. You need a comedian, DJ, murder mystery, band, a children's character, a caricaturist, a karaoke. You need it, you call us. 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, or you go to sidesplittingproductions.com. That is pretty much going to do the show. Been a fun show, Joe.
Yes, and if anybody's interested, I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Thursday. Brokerage Belmore, go to gubs.com, check that out. And this weekend, I'll probably be splashing around at the compound.
Sure. Maybe I'll even stop by.
There you go.
You let me know. Maybe I'll swing by because I got to be out on the island
doing a
veterans hospital on Sunday. Very, very good to do. So, yeah, man, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you to Tommy Llama. Check him out. Look up Tommy Llama on Facebook. You definitely want to see him when he's playing in Vegas or any place else you can. We get Pip back next week. Have a fun show planned for you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.